Campbell and Farwell. Mornings, Country 106.7.
Here's a story I came across this morning, and I'm still shaking my head about this. And again, I said a few minutes ago, I know that I'm the guy on this show that likes to make fun of marriage and, you know, make my little jokes every chance that I get. But deep down, I get it. And I'm so thrilled for people that actually find love and that person to spend the rest of their life with. But even as the cynic, or at least the guy that plays the cynic on the radio, I know that this, you got to tell me, this has got to be the worst way ever to pop the question. And yet, somehow, some way, it worked. So picture this. You live in Phoenix, Arizona, and because of bad weather, you are stranded at O'Hare Airport in Chicago for 2+ days. You don't know when you're going to get out of said airport. So you were due home in Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday. As of Monday, 2 days ago, you're still at O'Hare Airport in Chicago, and you don't know yet when you're going to be able to get on a plane and get home to Phoenix. So your plan on the weekend back home in Phoenix, where you were supposed to be, was to propose to your girlfriend. But you're stuck at the airport in Chicago. So what do you do? Well, if you're Danny Rodrigue, you take a picture of the engagement ring, you text it to your girlfriend, and you say, or ask, "Marry me?" And she responded, I kid you not, with OMG, 7 exclamation marks. You serious? ? Baby, yes, in all caps, 6 more exclamation marks. I'm bawling my eyes out right now. OMG, ! You've got to be kidding me that this worked. I mean, honest to goodness, I understand that you're stuck in Chicago and you live in Phoenix, Arizona, okay? I get that part. And yes, I'm sure you had a great plan to pop the question to your girlfriend. But instead of waiting to get on the flight that will eventually get you home, and I don't know, maybe popping the question next weekend, you decide that the way to do this is to take a picture of the engagement ring and text a proposal. Yeah, with patience like that, I can really see marriage working out, buddy. Good luck for you. Good luck. You seriously wouldn't accept a proposal like this, would you? Who would? No guy or girl would. Over text? Come on. Here's a picture. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mess with somebody. I'm going to go to my friends at the jewelry store. I'm going to take a picture of a ring and then text it to a random number and see what happens. Here's a ring. But okay, that could get me in trouble. But you know what I'm saying. Come on. You do not ask somebody to marry you over text. Impatient son of a gun. That's not going to work out. That does not bode well for their future together or their future children.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings. Country 106.7.